Before we begin, please be aware that this episode discusses topics related to stress and anxiety. If these subjects are sensitive to you, please take care whilst listening and pause if you need to.
Studying or working in a lab can be incredibly rewarding, but also uniquely demanding. From long hours and intense focus to tight deadlines and experimental setbacks, chemistry environments often push people to their limits. Over time, this can lead to stress, anxiety, and low mood, make it harder to stay engaged and motivated. It is common to feel overwhelmed by the pressure to perform, publish, or keep up. When anxiety kicks in, thoughts race. When we are low, motivation drops. And when stress builds up, our coping mechanism often fall away, affecting our sleep, self-care, and everything in life feels much more heavier. But remind yourself, these cycles can be broken. You can use behavioral activation to your advantage. Behavioral activation is a simple evidence-based strategy that helps you reconnect with everyday activities, reducing avoidance and rebuilding your motivation, one manageable step at a time. Combined with techniques to handle stress and anxious thinking, it can help restore balance to your life in and out of the lab. Remind yourself, behavioral activation starts with tracking your week. Start by logging your daily activities. Include everything, lab work, admin, breaks, even lack of breaks, and social time. Notice when routines have dropped and how your mood fluctuated. It's important to spot what you're missing. Are you skipping meals, avoiding certain tasks, or spending less time connecting with others? Are your thoughts causing everything to be perfect? And this can cause delay or procrastination. Identifying these gaps will help you to take back control. Then reintroduce balance. Aim to include a mix of routine, necessary, and pleasurable activities. Remember, start small and be specific. Break tasks into the smaller, manageable steps. Schedule them clearly. What, when, where, and with whom. For example, I need to review NMR data at 10 a.m. for 20 minutes in a quiet study lab by myself. And final step is to watch your mood shift. Track how you felt before and how you feel now after you conducted the activity. Remember, often action precedes motivation, not the other way around. Even the brief win will build momentum. It's also important to remind yourself about managing your stress and anxiety. Use the grounding techniques. Use 5-4-3-2-1 method before presentation or intense lab session. Name 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 that you can smell, and 1 that you can taste. Also, remind yourself about box breathing. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds. Repeat 3-4 times to calm your nervous system down. And challenge your anxious thinking. If thoughts like I'm failing or this experiment will go wrong spiral, just pause and ask yourself, is there evidence for that? What would I advise to my colleague in the same position? Remind yourself to build breaks into your workflow. Lab work is intense. Even a 10-minute pause between tasks can reset your focus and reduce stress building up. In chemistry, we often problem solve under pressure. We are not machines, and running on empty leads to burnout, not brilliance. Whether you're a PhD student, PhD researcher, technician, or academic, investing in your mental well-being is not a luxury, it is essential. Progress isn't always about big breakthroughs. Sometimes it's about showing up, doing one smaller task, and give yourself a credit. Remind yourself, mood follows action. Motivation comes after movement.